What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In California, a famous rock climber is sentenced after using his fame to lure victims to Yosemite to sexually assault them. In Pennsylvania, a man is sentenced in the beating death of his girlfriend just prior to taking a nap. These stories and more coming at you today, Friday, February 16th on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm not Woody Overton.
No, you're not. Woody Overton. Right.
Maybe he's on his way and will surprise us here in a few minutes. But Jim and I have waited for an hour, and I've lost another $200 to Jim in various games. And so I decided that we better start recording before I'm broke.
There you go. So before we get in, you got some stuff you wanted to talk about with some I guess one of them is kind of a correction.
I got one correction and one breaking news story that we didn't plan on covering because it really broke later yesterday, and more information's come out on it since. But when we first reported, which would have been in Thursday's episode about the shooting in Houston at the Joel Osteen facility, complex. We were told that it was a woman with a 4 or 5 year old child. And at the time that the child was at the hospital and they didn't know the extent of the injuries or who the child was. And it turned out one was her child. Two, child was 9 years old, not 4 or 5. And unfortunately the child did not make it. And so, that is an update on that story and an unfortunate one. The other big breaking news yesterday was what happened in Kansas City at the end of the Super Bowl parade celebrating the Chiefs' victory. Gunfire broke out, and Good Samaritans again were the key here to this not becoming a bigger tragedy than it is. All we know right now is 3 people were arrested. Believe there was only one shooter. Possibly there was a second shooter, but as of now, that's what we know. There's one person confirmed dead who was a disc jockey at a radio station there in Kansas City. Lisa Lopez Galvan is her name. Believe it or not, there are 22 other people who were hit by gunfire. Jeez. And 11 of them are said to be children.
That's horrible.
The good news on that is that Children's Hospital reported that they expect all of those victims, the child victims, I think there was 11 that were child victims, that those victims are all going to recover. So, amazing that there wasn't more death, but
really is. And, with these parades, you see obviously an uptick in, and of course we can speak to this in Louisiana because of the Mardi Gras that we just had. Unfortunately, there were no incidents like this, But anytime you have these parades, there's an uptick in the police presence. But sadly, it's a lot of people in one place, and it gives opportunity to evil people to commit crimes like this.
It's the mayor said they had 800 officers on duty.
Yeah,
800 officers.
If someone's determined to do that,
they're going
to
do it.
It's going to be real hard to stop them.
Luckily, those Good Samaritans tackled the guy, and it wasn't worse than it is. But man, what a great day for the city! You're celebrating your second Super Bowl in a row, third in 5 years, whatever. All of this stuff to be happy about, and this happens at the end of it. So feel very sorry for all those folks in Kansas City. The only other update I was going to give was the final Super Bowl attendance number came in. So we now have the Taylor Swift factor.
Which was?
The total audience was 123 million people, which is the highest number ever to have watched a Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl was 114 million, which had been the highest prior.
So do you attribute that to the Swifties?
Or? 9 million Swifties.
I attribute it to Andy Reid and
9 million Swifties. Very scary, scary stuff. Anyway, that's your Super Bowl update.
Yeah. Uptick in the last several years in the Super Bowl and Swifties are on board, it appears, and there to stay.
Well, that's the big question is now how's the NFL going to pander to those Swifties over the next few years to try to keep that extra audience? Because I'm sure both the league and CBS, double whammy, you had a lot more listeners.
Yeah.
And you got an overtime period. So they made a lot of money.
A lot of money. All right. Well, as Woody would say, let's get into some true crime time for
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, Freaky Friday. And that's the best Woody Everton impression I got, y'all. But we're going to take you to California, and a professional rock climber known in the California climbing community, very well known, was convicted Tuesday of sexually assaulting a woman in Yosemite National Park in 2016. And that is the first thing that stood out to me. He was just convicted Tuesday from a crime that took place in 2016. But a jury convicted Charles Barrett, 38, of two counts of aggravated sexual abuse and one count of abusive sexual contact. Barrett used force to have sex with the victim during a weekend. The charges on which he has been convicted carry up to life in prison, but sentencing guidelines may play a role. Barrett was indicted in 2022. He was charged with crimes against one woman, but three other women testified at that trial that he also victimized them. Those cases were not criminally charged federally because they did not happen in federal jurisdiction. U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert said Barrett used his fame to lure the victims to the park where he lived and worked at the time. The defendant used his renown and physical presence as a rock climber to lure and intimidate victims who were part of the rock climbing community, and his violent sexual assaults were devastating to the victims, whom he later threatened in the lead up to the trial. That from the district attorney. Outside Magazine, which is a magazine that focuses on rock climbing, actually described Barrett as an extremely prominent member of the North California climbing community. And look, y'all, Northern California, there is a huge climbing community there. It's a big deal. Those guys that are well known out in that area are rock stars, really. In the world of rock climbing. So the victim went for a weekend of hiking in Yosemite and had messaged Barrett for hiking recommendations. She ultimately met with him, and Barrett sexually assaulted her three times during that weekend. When she felt like she could safely escape without angering him, she drove home, and the woman reported those sexual assaults to Yosemite officials way back in 2020. Barrett's attorneys, Timothy Hennessy and David Torres, said they do not believe the evidence warranted a guilty verdict. Of course they would. say that, but they respected the jury's decision. Barrett intends to appeal and believes that evidence can vindicate him. Mr. Barrett knew that he was going in, knew going into this that he was in a long fight to clear his name, but it's a fight he will not give up, that from his attorney. So a good example of someone taking their fame and using it for evil. And this asshole's, you know, he's going to pay for it, and possibly with life in prison.
Well, so she said that the incident occurred in 2016, but she didn't go after him until 2020.
Looks like she didn't report it. It looks like she reported it to Yosemite officials in 2020. Who knows about the delay? Look, especially with sexual assault, it is very common for there to be years-long delays. Yeah. Delays. A lot of these women are humiliated. They don't want to be ridiculed. They are very apprehensive about coming out in public, because then you're, you know, even though it is not your fault, maybe you're concerned that somebody might feel like you led somebody on, or maybe you feel like there's no way to prove it. Well, in this case, this guy was a professional rock climber, had a lot of popularity there. I could see someone being real apprehensive to admit that, and then just over time it building and building, and them saying he's not going to get away with this.
Sure. I'm going to talk to our favorite fan of Yosemite, John Ziegler, who does a podcast that both Jim and I work on with him called The Death of Journalism. Goes to Yosemite with his family twice a year and is really intimate with everything up there. I wonder what he knows about this story. We'll have to ask him, because and you said the guy lived there? Because I thought—
Yeah, he lived and worked there. So he must have worked for the I don't want to say the ranger service, but whatever whatever park service that they have there. Maybe he was a rock climbing teacher.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Because
I know that there are only a couple of actual hotels inside of the park. I think there's two hotels that are your choices to stay inside. Many people are coming with RVs and they're outside the park in those areas and everything. I don't remember there being a lot of living facilities in there. There is where the park rangers stay, so maybe that's where he was housed. But anyway, it's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Oh my gosh, do we have a crazy story out of a little town in Texas. First, I'm going to give a recommendation. The recommendation is for all you listeners out there. No matter what you've bought, no matter where you bought it, no matter what you plan to do with it, whether you plan on eating it, hanging it on a wall, or anything else, no matter what it is, thoroughly sterilize it. And here's why. The guy in this story is the reason why. Spring, Texas. There's a man who dressed up in a kilt. By the way, the story was sent by a listener, and I am really sorry. I can't find the, I don't know if it was an email, a text message, Facebook Messenger, but I couldn't figure out who it was. So ping me again so I can give you credit next episode. But in Spring, Texas, this guy dressed up in a kilt and went antique shopping. And he has a pretty unique way of examining the items he's interested in while he is antiquing. Before he determines whether he wants to own an item, he first tests the item in the, quote, kilt cage. To be more precise, he slips the item under his kilt and up his butt.
What?
His method for doing so is quite interesting. He looks a bit like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, when they signal a receiver to go in motion, they'll pick up that leg and do that thing. A TikToker who posted about this guy compared his technique to what a toddler might do, including the facial expressions while they're, you know, taking a dump in a diaper, that face they make and the stance they kind of take while they're doing that. Because you always know when your kid was taking one in the diaper, right?
Yeah.
You can see this guy take that, like, Patrick Mahomes step and then has that kind of face. On Monday, our kilted crusader was caught on video camera in multiple Spring, Texas antique shops doing his thing. In one clip, the Charmin can be seen grabbing what appears to be a spoon off of a display table, taking it in his hand and popping it in while hiding behind a birdcage. This particular piece was not to his liking, apparently, as he quickly popped it out of his kilt and placed it back where he had found it. Like Goldilocks searching for the right temperature porridge, he continued strolling around the establishment looking for that just right fit. Another item caught his eye. He picked it up and looked at it, and then he does that little horsey step and proceeds to kilt cave it. While the butt bandit opted to end his reign of rectal terror after the second instance, he picked up his pastime at other stores a little later in the day. A tidbit the antique store owner discovered after reaching out to similar small businesses in the area. One of those shop owners called her and said, "Guess who I have on camera?" Footage from that shop taken on the same day depicts the rump robber performing his signature horsey stomp before shoving an item into the kilt cave yet again. We will post the TikTok highlighting this guy's antics for all of you to see. The anal annihilator is still out on the loose. We can only hope he doesn't go shopping for power tools next.
That was a lot of puns in there.
Yeah, I had a little fun with that one.
You did. Florida police are searching for a homeless man who stabbed his friend multiple times with a samurai sword on Monday. All of this happened over an argument about an Xbox gaming console.
Of course, that requires a samurai face-off, doesn't it?
Yeah, every time. And the Daytona Police Department is looking for Walter Grimes. He is wanted for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Police said officers responded to an apartment on South Beach Street where they found a man bleeding near the front door. Police said the victim was alert and conscious, though he was bleeding moderately from the left side of his face and shoulder. While the man was moved to a nearby parking lot for treatment, he told police Grimes, who he had known for about 2 years, stabbed him with a sword. The man said Grimes, who recently became homeless, was upset due to having to walk with his belongings. Well, that'll make you upset. I can kind of get that. Just before 9 p.m. on Monday, the two were sitting on the couch when the victim asked Grimes if he was going to give him his Xbox. Grimes said no before grabbing a samurai sword located inside the apartment and stabbing the victim 2 times in the face and 1 time each in the shoulder and knuckle. So it wasn't just a reaction. He was trying to kill him. The victim told police Grimes never said anything threatening towards him during that altercation. And afterwards, Grimes fled the apartment in an unknown direction. Neighbors told police they heard screams from coming inside the apartment. And when they went to see what happened, the victim said, "Walter stabbed me," while pointing towards that sword. Officers did find the samurai sword as well as blood covering the entrance of the apartment and the carpet. The victim got transported to an area hospital and was treated for 2 to 3 inch lacerations, which were non-life threatening. So fortunately, he didn't drive the samurai sword through his body. But I mean, a 2 inch laceration,
he got four different stab wounds.
Right? He cut him up pretty good. Grimes did previously have an arrest record for battery and criminal mischief in 2020. So settling his arguments with a samurai.
Playing with his buddy. He's now homeless. The buddy asks if he's going to give him his Xbox. So I guess he's running around with an Xbox in his backpack, and he gets pissed that that was even requested and samurais the dude.
That's right. know it. Is what he was saying.
So many of these make so little sense. Okay. Well, let's go to a state where everything always makes sense. Let's go to Pennsylvania, where a man was found guilty in the savage beating death of his girlfriend. After a week-long trial, a guy by the name of Leroy Brom III, who's 33 years old, was convicted of first-degree murder, multiple counts of aggravated assault, simple assault, and recklessly endangering another person. This is all in connection with the death of a 21-year-old named Annabelle Meenan. The Chester County DA said Brom savagely beat Meenan on multiple occasions leading up to her December 4th of 2021 murder, and many of the brutal beatings were recorded on an in-home security video that Brom had installed in the mobile home trailer he shared with Meenan. The defendant unfathomably, brutally, and systematically beat his girlfriend to death during the course of the night, DA Christopher Sarabi said. Prosecutors allege that Brom grew jealous of a relationship Meenan had with a male friend that they had traveled on an ocean cruise together with in 2021. So Brom, Meenan, and this third person went on a cruise together, and Brom became jealous of him. He was done with Annabelle, choosing another man instead of himself. Deputy District Attorney Kathleen Wright told the jury he wanted to reassert his control over her. Prosecutors said that on the night of her death, Brahm repeatedly beat her, stomped her on the head, dropped a sofa on her, and then laid down on that sofa and fell asleep.
Jesus, Mary.
She died a painful and brutal death, Wright said. East Vincent Township Police were called to the Spring City trailer on December 4, 2021, after a report of a medical emergency. Mina was found lying on the living room floor with wounds and extensive bruising to her face, chest, arms, and legs. The doctors told investigators that the victim had extensive trauma to her head and face and lacerations and bruising on the rest of her body, including arms, legs, torso, and pelvic area. Inside the home, they discovered blood stains in the kitchen walls. The oven's glass door had been shattered. A hole was put in the wall, and the victim's cell phone was damaged on the floor, according to police. Brahm's hand, finger, and elbow had bruising and swelling. Meenan was transported to a hospital where she died. The ME concluded that Meenan died of cardiac arrest due to cocaine and alcohol consumption, but the cardiac arrest was caused by the severe beatings she endured. Brahm's lawyer has argued that Meenan's death was not premeditated and that prosecutors couldn't be certain that her death wasn't a result of the cocaine use. But they lost, and now Brahm's gone to sleep on a different kind of pullout couch.
Jesus Christ, man. And I would, you know, that's a horrible, tragic story. I hope that guy gets a shit beat out of him every day for the rest of his life. But I would love to know the history of if he had and I'm sure he did, a violent past relative to beatings and things like that.
Well, pretty young. He's 33, I think they said. And yeah, the two had been together. They weren't married, but they'd been together since high school. So yeah. It's another one of those.
I doubt that was the first time.
Yeah. Well, certainly wasn't the first time for her. He had been beating her for years. Right. And she had, you know, we talk about this all the time. She stayed in the relationship. And,
Horrible. Awful. We'll lighten it up a little bit here, and we're going to go back to Florida. And a Florida couple is behind bars after police said they attempted an armed robbery at Cape Coral's Lowe's Hardware store on Sunday. And that's a awfully strange place to, you know, that's a rather large store to try to commit an armed robbery. But they wanted to pull it off, and they were dressed in Cookie Monster pajamas. I knew that would get a reaction. That's right, folks. You heard it. They attempted to rob that store on Sunday wearing matching Cookie Monster pajamas. The police department said that Charles Perez, 22, and Jelena Sepulveda, 19, went into a Lowe's Hardware store. They were wearing those matching Cookie Monster pajama bottoms and tried to leave the store without paying for several items. When the pair were approached by the store's loss prevention team, the man revealed a gun in his waistband, made threats, and left the store. Police canvassed the area, but they were not able to catch the couple. The Cookie Monster bandits took off, right? On Monday, however, they were able to locate that couple and arrest them, and both remain in the Lee County Jail. Bonds have not been set as of yet, but it was a relief to all Cape Coral residents that the Cookie Monster bandits were caught.
They were found hiding in Oscar the Grouch's garbage pail, apparently.
Yeah, and we'll post the picture of the lineup pictures of these two individuals. And they look like they might would have Cookie Monster pajamas on. I mean, they just fit that profile. And you'll see what I mean when you see the picture. But they are now behind bars, and no one has to worry about them any longer.
Wow.
How about that? We bring you all the news here.
Well, the final chapter in a story, I don't think we covered this story right when it first happened, but it's been out there in the news, and so many of you are probably aware of it. I'm talking about the theft of the Jackie Robinson statue in Wichita, Kansas. Well, law enforcement in Wichita has announced the arrest of a suspect connected to the theft of the Jackie Robinson statue. The statue was cut from its base leaving only bronze replicas of the legendary baseball player's cleats behind. So they literally cut it from like the ankles up and stole that, but left the feet still where the statue had originally stood. For those who may not recognize the name Jackie Robinson, I'll just give you a couple of things. But Jackie Robinson broke the Major League Baseball color barrier when he joined the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947, becoming the first black man to play in Major League Baseball. He was from Pasadena, California. He became a four-sport athlete while he was at UCLA. He was drafted for service to World War II, but was court-martialed for refusing to sit at the back of a segregated army bus. Robinson was eventually honorably discharged. After the war, he signed a contract with the Kansas City Monarchs of what was known as the Negro League. While playing for the Monarchs, Robinson caught the eye of a guy by the name of Branch Ritchie, who was the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Ricky and some other GMs in baseball and some other owners wanted to enable black players to play in the league, and he had been scouting Robinson as a possible first choice. The Dodgers signed Robinson in 1947, and in short order, he became one of the greatest players in the game. He was a six-time All-Star. He won the National League MVP Award. He won the 1955 World Series. But Robinson's contributions went way beyond what he did on the baseball field, as he really became the guy who opened up all of American sports for black men, and for black women for that matter. So he was the first to be able to cross over. So in 1997, Major League Baseball retired his uniform number 42, meaning no player on any other team in the league can ever wear number 42 again. So retire the number across the entire league. He was the first professional athlete in any sport to have his number retired across the league. On April 15th of 2004, Major League Baseball created Jackie Robinson Day. On that day of 2004 and every April 15th since 2004, every single player and manager and coach in the league wears the number 42. It's a pretty cool thing. It's a pretty amazing tribute. I'm a huge fan of baseball, and so I was shocked to learn that someone would steal Robinson's statue. The statue was stolen from a public park and was later found dismantled and burned. I was especially upset because it certainly looked like this was a hate crime or could have been a hate crime. On Tuesday, Wichita police said a man by the name of Ricky Aldretti, who's 45, had been taken into custody originally in an unrelated case, but that they were now charging him in the theft of the Jackie Robinson statue. Aldretti has a criminal record that includes burglary and theft, but it remains unclear exactly how investigators came to the conclusion that Aldretti was responsible for the Robinson theft. The police did say that evidence they've gathered does not suggest that the crime was hate motivated. The suspect instead seemed to be intent on selling the medal, which was estimated to have a value of $75,000, that statue of the bronze.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
$75,000. So,
well, that was the first thing I thought was it was to be scrapped. You know, someone was going to take it and scrap it.
Well, here's how I guess all kind of ends well on this. The foundation, the nonprofit, which is called the 42 Foundation, was able to raise more than $300,000 in donations following the theft of the statue. The city has already stepped up to say that they will replace the statue on the city's budget. And so they're going to have $300,000 to spend on that charity in that community on behalf of his name. So in the end, the statue gets replaced and the foundation ends up with a bunch more more money. Aldretti was jailed on a $150,000 bond on felony theft, aggravated criminal damage to property, identity theft, and making false information. So
jeez,
it all ended well for the Jackie Robinson statue.
It's a mile high crime for Friday, and I've got a good one today, a good one. Look, they're all good, but this one's really good. U.S. Customs and Border Protection canine is being praised for sniffing out something dangerous in a passenger's luggage. And it's not guns or drugs. Four mummified monkeys were seized from a bag belonging to a passenger returning to the U.S. from a trip to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The incident occurred on January 8th of 2024 at Boston's Logan International Airport. Agents said a customs dog named Buddy alerted his handler to a piece of luggage during a screening of a Delta flight. Customs said the passenger claimed the bag only held dried fish. So the luggage was x-rayed and it appeared to hold dry fish. Still, upon a physical inspection, the officer identified the dead and dehydrated bodies of four monkeys. Raw or minimally processed meat from wild animals, which is referred to as bush meat, is banned in the U.S. because it could pose a disease risk. I wish Woody were here right now because he'd probably say, oh, bush meat is good. You know he would.
No, I don't think he'd go there on that.
I don't know. Raw. Or,
maybe so, he had some bush meat last night. That's why he's not here.
Yeah, we call that jerky. So the potential dangers posed by bringing bush meat into the United States are real. That from the area port director. Bushmeat can carry germs that can cause illness, including Ebola. The work of CBP's canine unit and agricultural specialists were vital in preventing this potential danger from entering the U.S. Customs agents contacted the CDC, which requested that the luggage be seized and that Delta Airlines either destroy or return the bags to France. So it was a big deal. Nearly 9 pounds of the bush meat were seized and marked for destruction. That's a lot. A customs spokesman said no charges were filed against the passenger. The traveler said he brought the monkeys into the U.S. for his own consumption.
So he planned to eat this.
He planned to eat them. And probably, you know, in his culture, maybe that's a common thing. I've never had monkey. Woody's had monkey. I would almost bet.
No.
We'll check with Woody, see if he's had. He'll say, I eat monkey all the time. I hunt monkey. So anyway, we do want to thank listener Lynn Anderson for pointing out this article as a good Mile High Crime segment. Thank you very much, Miss Lynn. So that's your Mile High Crime for today.
Bushmeat.
Yep.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eat what
you gotta eat. Wow, yeah, 9 pounds of monkey.
Tastes like chicken.
Don't know about that one. How about some banjos, Jim?
Banjos. Seems like we're getting banjos a little early today.
We are. We're saving kinky for last. Okay, where else but Florida? If you're a handicapped individual, there can be few things more frustrating than finding a handicapped parking space that has been taken by someone without a handicap sticker necessary to park there.
Right.
For 39-year-old, I don't know why a 39-year-old would have a handicap sticker necessarily, but the 39-year-old Nicholas Taylor of the Villages in Florida, it became really frustrating. So frustrated was Taylor that he allegedly decided to block in the vehicle that was illegally parked in the handicap spot. But it was Taylor himself who was arrested for causing a scene when police arrived. Undeterred, Nicholas Taylor then called 911 to complain about the cops that had arrested him.
Hmm.
Taylor's facing charges of disorderly intoxication and misuse of 911 after he caused a scene at a Wawa. I didn't know we had Wawas now down in Florida, but I guess we do.
Yep.
I thought this was a – Wawas was a Maryland, Pennsylvania thing. But at a Wawa gas station on Highway 27 in Lady Lake, Florida. The Lady Lake Police Department said that Taylor called 911 after he noticed a vehicle was parked in a handicapped space at the gas station despite not having a handicap permit. Taylor then allegedly marched into the store and caused the scene inside. Police said Taylor was disrupting the flow of business because a car was illegally parked in the handicapped spot. He also allegedly threatened to fight the person who parked in the spot. When the driver of the vehicle attempted to leave, Taylor stood behind the car until police arrived. While there, Taylor allegedly continued to threaten to fight with the driver, police said. During an investigation, Taylor was allegedly unsteady on his feet and smelled of alcohol. The responding officers warned Taylor if he were to get behind the wheel of his car, they were going to arrest him. Instead, they suggested he find a ride home. But Taylor argued with the officers, police claim, and demanded a police sergeant be sent to the scene. Despite the officer saying he was the sergeant on duty, Taylor ignored him and dialed 911 to complain about the officers who responded to the Wawa to deal with him. Ultimately, Taylor was arrested and then taken to Lake County Jail. He was released after posting $1,500 bond. All of this leaves me with a question. If you're only 39 and in good enough shape to pick a fight with a driver, on what basis do you even have a handicapped parking?
Oh, come on. There could be a lot of reasons. You could be a war veteran that got shot and, you know, you have to walk long distances and it hurts. I know someone like that.
And that you're starting fights with people at the drop of it?
Well, I mean, I don't think he really wanted to necessarily fight him. Bitching at him and you know.
Okay. I think
I would get frustrated if I was handicapped.
Here's the tell. His address is the Villages, right?
Uh-huh.
We know what the Villages is.
No.
Oh, it's a huge, biggest in the country retirement community.
Okay.
Okay. So he's probably got his mother's car. He's 39 years old. He's probably got his mother's car.
Don't have nothing to do with
he's
it.
Probably got his mother's car and he's pissed that he can't get the parking spot up front that he doesn't need anyway because he's 39 fight with the guy.
Possible, or he could be handicapped.
The Villages, those are I want proof that this guy's handicapped.
Because he's 39 does not mean he's not handicapped. You have all kinds of problems.
It's 39 and ready to fight.
Might have a bowler.
Ready to fight a guy over a parking place. Give me some banjos for this idiot.
All right, here's some banjos. Got to be at least your age, right?
Even as sad a shape as I'm in at this point, I couldn't qualify for one of those stickers.
All right. Well, look, Woody's not here, but we're going to do our best with a little. I'm going to have to be double kinky today.
Use your Woody voice. Cover. Tell it in Woody voice.
Oh, yeah.
So you can mumble a couple of words.
Let's get giggy. All right. Enough of me trying to do Woody's voice. I can't do it. All right. There is a unique prank, and it's taking place all over an Oklahoma City suburb. And we can't get enough of it.
Hmm.
An Oklahoma City suburb is now a victim of a drone sex toy prank happening all across the city. Hmm. That's right. Adult toys are being placed on rooftops, traffic lights, over Moore, Oklahoma. That's the name of the city. And crews have been busy trying to remove all of these sex toys. The Moore Police Department is aware the toys are being placed in public. They say the toys are being placed in these locations by drones. So police say they started receiving reports and sightings last Wednesday, and they just kept coming. There were sex toys on top of buildings, on top of a stoplight, and even more. Reactions seem to vary across town. Some residents are sick of it. Others seem to be getting a little bit of joy out of it. One commenter wrote on a Facebook page, "Whoever did this, I want to be best friends with you." Others have said this gives them something to do. They say they've been driving around trying to find more of them, almost like a scavenger hunt. I can't blame them. I'm not very familiar with Moore, Oklahoma, but I can imagine there's probably not a whole lot to do. Thus, this is taking off and giving the community an activity to participate in together. That from other people on Facebook. Officers are currently investigating the prank. They are yet to decide if the guilty party will face charges or fines. I would almost bet they will. The Moore Police Department said in a statement that they do not condone the actions of the individuals and find the pranks inappropriate. Did Footloose take place in Oklahoma? I think it did.
I don't know.
Well, that makes sense then. They'd be doing pranks like, because there's just not a lot to do.
Well, look.
You either go Footloose or you put out sex toys.
That is going to become a copycat deal on TikTok. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I mean, I know from Christmas shopping, that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, what kind of sex toys are they dropping everywhere?
Dildos, I guess. I don't know. I mean, stuff that you, I guess, automatically recognize as a sex toy.
Unless maybe there's like a resale, there's like a thrift shop for, maybe they went to the, to a thrift shop and bought used sex toys disgusting. What a great one.
Yeah, that's and look, people are having fun with it, but putting them on top of stoplights, how about that?
Yeah, but there could be some really funny places stoplight's a good one for sure.
Well, that's pretty kinky to put them over the place, and that is your kinky crime.
Especially kinky
in Friday.
Oklahoma.
Yes. So,
all right, we
struggled through the episode, Mike, but we made it, and hopefully we entertained you folks.
Probably better put out an APB, a bolo for Woody. We'll let you know on social media once we are able to declare him amongst the living. Don't exactly know what happened last night, but we'll find him one way or another. Thanks for tolerating us, folks.
Is that how you sum it up? Tolerating? I think they enjoyed
themselves. Thanks for tolerating me.
Y'all enjoyed yourselves. Yeah, thanks for tolerating Mike.
Thanks for tolerating Mike.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
And for Woody Everton, we are Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Maybe I should have done peace.
You should have done peace. Let's do it again. For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace. And then say your
eglets.
There you go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.